heat up.
I'm heating up and I'm welcome back to the answer of the week. This is the Not Safe for Wieners audio blog where we answer the question of the week.
If you didn't figure that out by now,
what are you doing here? It's also unedited. So deal with it, America.
Fuck shit, right? Fuck shit?
You can say whatever you want.
Fuck shit. Cool.
Yeah. This week's question. Oh, I should say, I am here with John from Burnt Wieners.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me, Joe.
And thank you for being here. It's been a pleasure. And we are here to answer the following question. What are your favorite autobiographical comics? John, I threw you into the deep end during the episode. Why change things now? Take it away.
Oh, my God. I don't know any. Okay. So as I was kind of telling Joe off air, I'm sorry, we're going to pull the curtain back a little bit. I'm sorry. But this is about the worst question of the week he could have given me. Because I don't read a whole lot of these comics. This is definitely where I'm lacking. And so, I mean, for that number one, I'm just going to have to go with one that was recommended to me. Like the one that was on a lot of people's lists during the regular show. And it's one that Aaron Tapkin from Alter Ego and Marion, Iowa Comics.
Wonderful show.
She recommended to me. Yeah. Yes.
Our shop, rather, not show.
No show. It's a show when you go in
she
there.
She puts on a great show.
Yeah. It's not quite burlesque, but, you know, I don't want to talk about that. She's going to punch me in the eye now. So anyways, she recommended one to me, and it was pretty popular at times, so it wasn't a huge stretch, but she knew that I wasn't a guy that was afraid to stray outside of the X-Men comics and stuff like that. So she said, "Hey, John, try out Blankets." And I went, "Okay." And I loved Blankets.
Blankets is my number one as well.
Oh, how dare we share it?
It's okay. We're boner twins.
Boner twins power activate.
Ding.
Oh, I forgot to make the sound effect. Form of...
I'm going to cut you off right there. We're just going to... Tell me what you love about Blankets, John.
The artwork was great. I loved it. Just the brutal honesty that he talks about. But, you know, someone talked about emo baiting. And while it's in there, and definitely in that book, I don't think it's as heavy as other ones. And there was nice slices of life, like when they showed him and his brother in bed together. Like, not like in bed together, but like playing in bed together.
They shared a bed, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll have to admit, there was a little shocking moment in there where one kid pees on another kid, and I was not ready for that. But I think I was reading it in public at the time, too. So I was like, oh, God, I hope nobody sees this. And that is the only time I've ever said that, ever in my entire life. But yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. Joe, why did you get such a kick out of it?
You know, I love it for a lot of the same reasons you listed. The art, of course, is gorgeous. We've talked about Craig Thompson on the show many times. He's one of my favorites. For me, there's the added layer. You know, as a person with a measure of faith, I really found his struggle relatable. In terms of, you know, his struggle with what he grew up believing and what he thinks is right now that he's old enough to make his own decisions.
And I think even outside of faith, you can apply that in a lot of situations.
Oh, certainly.
I mean, you know, that was even with me. You know, I won't get anything specific, but yeah, you know, it definitely does transcend other things. So.
Sure. I think it's just a really, really well-told story. And for me, the best part about it is not even the romance, you know, the young love stuff, but I just...
It's all the booby shots, isn't it?
A lot of breasticles.
Sorry, and, I didn't mean to interrupt there. Go ahead.
He also did another, not necessarily an autobiographical comic, but more like a travel diary called Carnet de Voyage.
I loved it almost as much.
Yeah, it's a great piece of work, and it is a fun little examination of his time in Europe. And I recommend it. It's a smaller book. It's small in dimensions and also in length, so it shouldn't be too much if you want to pick it up on the shelves. It's an excellent experience, you know, reading his visual thoughts.
Yeah, it's $15, and a lot of people that really like Craig Thompson have said that they like Blankets and they've liked Habibi, and I've been like, well, have you read that? And nope. They haven't even heard of it. They're like, no, what's that? I'm like, oh, just go check it out. It's great.
Yeah, I think it kind of flew in under the radar. I didn't get, you know, as much fanfare as Habibi or Blankets did. and I think it's been done a disservice. I think it's a great read and a must read for Craig Thompson fans for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And along those same lines, not necessarily the travel diary part, but the visual journal, one of my favorite things ever in comics is James Kolchalka's American Elf.
I was going to ask about that because I've never read it, but I hear it's amazing.
It's so good, and it's funny and heartbreaking, and it's all told through his style, his like elf boy style, where mm-hmm. he draws himself with the huge pointy ears. It recently came to an end after many, many, many years in publication online. Mm-hmm. It's been collected in book form by Top Shelf. I highly recommend it. It's wonderful to read. I love James Kolchalka's work. And it's kind of not almost haunting in a way to get that kind of access to a creator's personal story, because Kolchalka doesn't really hold anything back.
And it was on a daily basis too, right?
Every
so I mean
day.
That's even it's almost immediately after it happened to him,
yep,
correct?
Every day. And of course, you know, a lot of the detail is stripped out because every strip is only four panels,
mm-hmm.
but he really like boils down all these experiences to their essential components, and he's a great storyteller and a great artist, and it's a fun read. And even though it's been around forever and the books are super thick, it's great if you just want like a bite-sized chunk of it. You know, you can pick it up, read it for 10 minutes, come back to it, read it out of order. None of it, mm-hmm. you don't have to necessarily read it. It's not a narrative. So, yeah, it's a great read. American Elf is one of my favorites. I will say that all of these answers we got from our listeners really inspired me to check out some of this stuff. I've heard good things about stuff like My Friend Dahmer and Fun yeah. Home especially. And I've read Mouse. It was years ago, and I do enjoy it, and I think it's very important, a very important piece mm-hmm. of work. One thing I've always wanted to check out but never really had a chance to was American Splendor, like the quintessential autobiographical comic.
Harvey Pekar. Yeah. Did you ever watch the movie with Paul Giamatti?
Yeah, the movie's great.
I love
that.
The movie
is very good.
Yeah, I did not enjoy American Splendor, though, unfortunately.
Oh,
I just could not get into it. No, it had great art. I understand why people like his writing and like his style of storytelling. It just wasn't for me.
Sure.
Is all it was.
Interesting,
so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, one of our listeners, Darren Jensen, brought up a series of books from Miss Lasco Gross.
Mm-hmm.
The first is called Escape from Special. The sequel was A Mess of Everything.
Mm-hmm.
They are phenomenal, phenomenal books about a young girl's, you know, struggle with, you know, she's from kind of an odd, like a socially awkward family that does things very, very differently. And she's kind of an outcast, and it's about her struggle to fit in at school and to come to terms with her identity and who she thinks she should be and her struggles with anxiety. And it's a really, really great read and a powerful story. And as you read the first book and as it goes into the second, you see her art grow and get better. And, you know, the first book starts out when she's young. The second book, she's in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it, you know, the books mature as her character does. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful story. Darren gave me his copies. He's a friend of mine. He shops at Legend. And so I had the opportunity to read those books from him. I highly recommend them. I don't know if they're still in print, but seek them out any way you can. I know that, John, you've wanted to read them.
Yeah. How can I become a friend of Darren and borrow his copies?
Well, if you just hop in your car and come down to Legend, we're in Omaha. We're easy to find. And I'll introduce you.
You'll give me directions to his house.
Yeah, you know, I know where he lives. I've been at his dinner table. I know how mm-hmm. to find him.
Okay, cool.
It won't be creepy at all.
No.
He'll totally be into it.
Probably. It doesn't really matter if it does or not.
So. It doesn't matter if he's into it or not.
No, it doesn't. I did want to bring up a couple, actually.
Yeah,
I don't read a crap ton, but I do have a few. There is one that started off online, and actually it still is online, just has some printed. And it's been under two names, and first it was called Fart Party.
Oh,
Joe, have you ever checked this out?
Yes.
Okay. It changed to Museum of Mistakes, and you can find them at www.juliawertz.com.
Yes.
And we checked it out a long time ago on our podcast when we're doing we do episodes completely devoted to webcomics and content that you can find online for free, and it was just it's great. She looks at her life, and she's so self-conscious at times, and other times she's just completely oblivious, and it's just completely unflinching. And in particular, she has one that luckily Brian Lyons actually sent me, who I have seen in his underwear. I don't want to go into that, but
who hasn't seen Brian Lyons in his underwear?
I don't know. He's an underwear slut. But there is one collection in particular that I really, really enjoyed. I have a couple of them, but one is Drinking at the Movies. And it's about her moving out to, the year that she left San Francisco and moved out to New York. And that is probably one of my favorite things that I've read by her was that collection. But as you were kind of saying with American Elf, there is a lot of it that's not dependent on an ongoing storyline. And a lot of that stuff works really well. And then one that I know that we both like, or at least I could hear you shaking your head when I brought it up, would be Minimum Wage / Beg the Question, which is, I think, just coming out here very soon again, like a big sexy hardcover edition. And Bob Fingerman is one of those guys that he constantly flies under the radar, and I think that's a shame because some of the stuff he writes is just pure amazing. And he captures things so well, and he's not afraid to take some chances in his storytelling, and he's not afraid that you're not going to like a character because of like a little nuance of themselves. Like you have to like them for the whole package. And in this one, it's mostly it's I guess it's semi autobiographical in that it deals mostly with like his weird set of friends and him coming to terms with his girlfriend and marrying her. And they run into a whole bunch of things, and there's crazy stuff on there. Like his friend constantly farts into a phone. And one time it gets a little wet. It moves on from being a fart, and it's a wonderful part. And
sad,
you know, this
trombone.
There's definitely a trombone, but it's more like wet trombone. It's wonderful, excellent storytelling. I cannot recommend it enough. And I know it's just coming out, so I wanted to give a plug for Bob, and hopefully you'll see the book and kind of pick it up. It's really good. So
yeah, Minimum Wage, I remember that being kind of a bigger, bigger indie title in the, what did it come out in the 90s or the early 2000s? I had a version of it.
Yeah, I got Begged the Question again. I think it was on something Aaron recommended to me for sure. And I picked that up probably around 2003, 2004.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's been a while even since the Beg the Question collection came out.
Right,
so.
That kind of smaller hardcover.
Yeah, so probably late 90s, early 2000s, I'd say.
Yeah, it's a fun read, and I think it's an important indie book from that time. I recommend that as well.
Excellent. I know you have more. Come on, Joe.
You know what? I'm tapped out. I've always wanted to read more. Like, this is a shocking admission. I've never read Will Eisner. I've never read there were a lot of things that the listeners sent in that I have not read.
Mm-hmm. There's quite a bit on that I was like, oh, I want to read that, but just never have gotten around to it.
So. And so why wouldn't you trust this guy's opinion? He's obviously very well informed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've read things. If it's about superheroes, I'm your man. But I love, you know, slice of life. Biography, autobio comics.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many. My Friend Dahmer, for sure, I want to check out.
That was a really good read, actually.
Yeah. I just I'm a little to be honest, I'm a little creeped out by it, and I don't know why. I don't know why, but that artist, that cartoonist, Durf Backdurf, his work,
which
has,
is the greatest name in the history of ever.
It really is. His work has always been kind of weird and fun to me. They used to publish his comic in our local, like our local indie weekly paper. And so when I heard he did a graphic novel, I was like, oh, cool. I like that guy. And then I heard it was about him being or knowing Jeffrey Tahmer. And I thought, weird. But I keep hearing so many good things about it. And I just have to pick it up and sink my teeth into it. But yeah, I'm definitely lacking in this department. I would like to get to all of those things on the list one of these days, man. One of these days. I'm going to C2E2. Maybe I will be able to fill in some holes in my library.
Oh, you're going up to Chicago. The only holes that aren't going to be filled are not just your library. Wow, I screwed that up. But whatever. People got the gist of what's going to happen to you in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. That is it.
Romance.
No.
Romance.
I'm cutting him off. That is it for the question of the... Nope. That is it for the answer of the week, which we answered the question of the week. You know how it goes. If you want to hear more of this, and why wouldn't you, stay tuned next week for an all-new question and an all-new answer. Thanks, kids, for listening.
I'll be back, I promise.
Oh, he'll definitely be back.
Fuck you.